This segment of the Avaya Podcast Network is sponsored by CashFly. Deliver content fast with CashFly. Visit CACHEFLY.com to learn more. This is the Avaya Podcast Network. APN. Technology, news, and information.
All in one place. Wireless 911 fees are coming to Alberta, Canada, and I just found Santa Claus. All that and more coming up next on APN.
You're listening to the Avaya Podcast Network. Now, here's your host, Mark Fletcher, Business Development Manager for Public Safety Solutions at Avaya.
Hey, it's Fletch with the Avaya Podcast Network, and I'm up here all the way in Jasper, Alberta. And I'm sitting down with Andrew Renfrey, who's the manager of the 911 program at the Alberta Emergency Management Agency. Welcome to the podcast, Andrew.
Yeah, we're in beautiful Jasper today, and I wish we were outside. We got the mountains around us, and the weather's beautiful, but we'll take a few minutes to do the podcast.
We're up here at a conference for the Alberta Emergency E911 Association, and you were just speaking at that conference. So your agency is fairly new, right, in Alberta?
Our agency has been around for a little while. We deal with all sorts of emergency management type of things, dealing with floods and wildfires and all that fun stuff, but our actual 911 program has only been around since April of 2013.
And that's the important thing, because you're the guy in the province of Alberta that's going to hand out the money for 911 because there's going to be a new tax levy.
Yeah, I'm like the 911 Santa Claus, I guess is a way to look at it.
So how's that going to work? Where's the money going to come from? When's it going to start being collected?
So in May of 2013, Alberta passed the Emergency 911 Act.
Okay.
And that does a few things. One of the things is introduces a levy on cell phones in Alberta. So for about 12 years, landlines have been paying 44 cents a month as a 911 levy, but cell phones haven't been paying anything. So this is a new levy to sort of level the playing field between cell phones and landlines.
And I would imagine up here in Canada, just like the States, the bulk of the phone calls now are coming from wireless devices, right?
That's correct. What we're seeing at the 911 call centers is that the number of landlines is decreasing, so they're losing some of that funding, and call volume from cell phones is going up a lot. Sometimes as much as 70% of call volume at the call centers comes from cell phones. So you'll have a motor vehicle accident and 20 people will phone saying there's been a crash on the highway. Whereas before cell phones, you'd have to run to the nearest farmhouse to do that.
That's an interesting thing. So here, driving up here to Jasper, I spent 2.5 hours in the car, saw signs that said call 911, but there no 911 service in those areas. How much of Alberta is actually covered by cellular service?
By cellular service, you're probably looking at mostly around the populated areas and the primary and secondary highways. But as far as 911 service, most of Alberta's communities do have 911 service.
Right. So, and again, most of the traffic's moving to the wireless. So you gotta start collecting the money where the volume is coming from.
Absolutely.
How are you going to disperse this money? I mean, you're going to collect so much money. You've obviously got PSAPs all over the province that are going to want a piece of that. How are they going to get their little share?
Right. So right now in Alberta, there are 21 PSAPs in the province for a population of pretty close to 4 million people. The way it's going to work as far as our program is we're going to grant that money back out to the PSAPs. So they'll apply and we'll split it up and give it back to them. What we're going to do is give a base amount to each PSAP, no matter what size. So we have big cities that serve about 1 million people. We have small communities that might only serve 10, 15,000 people. Everybody's going to get the same base amount. Then the remainder will be divided based on the population that they serve.
Okay, that's great. Now, another thing that I saw you had in there is you had $100,000 earmarked for education out of that fund. So that's going to kind of get skimmed right off the top, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's important because, you know, we're seeing a lot of call volume at the PSAPs in Alberta and across Canada that are for non-911 calls.
Right.
You know, we've been visiting PSAPs and we hear the stories of, you know, I'm having an issue with my neighbor, I'm having a problem cooking my turkey. It can be anything like that.
It's not life-threatening.
Exactly, yeah. So we really want to push that public education piece that there is a time to phone 911, obviously, and that service is going to be there, and we're working to strengthen it for those times. But we also want to encourage people to phone 311 numbers if they exist or other municipal lines for general information.
Yeah, and that all goes towards public education. You have to, you know, if there's ever a doubt, you want to dial 911. But you know, again, you just have to be logical about it and think, right?
Absolutely, yeah. We don't want to discourage people from dialing 911. And that was a question that came up when we first brought in this levy. People said, am I going to be charged 44 cents every time I dial? No, it's per month per cell phone. So, you know, we don't want people thinking, oh, I don't want to dial because there's a fee. You just pay it consistently and then it's there when you need it.
This is a tough question, but are you going to address the uninitialized cell phones? Because there's no bill on there. Is there anything in line to collect some money somewhere on those?
That is a tough question. So we don't have a plan for that now, but it's certainly something that we're considering. When we visit the PSAPs, we see calls coming in and you know, you see in their CAD systems that they're non-registered cell phones or you know, they don't have an assigned number or they're inactive basically. So it is a big concern. A certain percentage, you know, maybe as high as 15% of the call volume comes from those phones. It'll be a tough challenge for us to address, but for right now, it's something that we haven't tackled.
So the one thing that I think, in my opinion, that you're doing right is you're coming out to meetings like this where you can sit down with the PSAPs and say, look, here's our plan. It's in draft. What do you think? What ideas do you have? Let us know how we can make it work better for you. Those are just all the right things to be doing for a successful plan, and I wish you the best of luck with it.
Thank you. Absolutely. We say that this program is the PSAPs program. You know, it's not the government coming in to mandate how they do their jobs, but we really want their input on how to make the 911 system better, because they're the ones who know it better than anybody else.
Great. For the unfortunate that couldn't come up to Jasper to attend this meeting, where can we get more information?
You can visit the Alberta Emergency Management website, or rather the Alberta Emergency Management Agency website. There's a tab on there about our 911 program with some information, some frequently asked questions, and we'll continue to post updates. It also talks about other things that are beyond the levy itself. We're going to start bringing in fines for frivolous and vexatious 911 calls.
I love that word, by the way, vexatious.
Yeah, I know. That was one of the ones I had to look up for sure.
Me too.
And also better legal protection for 911 call center staff. That's a big thing. You talk to the PSAPs, they're always concerned about liability. So this legislation provides an additional protection for liability. And the other thing we're going to start talking about in Alberta is call taking standards for 911. So right now, different PSAPs approach things differently, and we want a provincial standard for 911 call taking.
Those are all fantastic. So you're not just out there being the bad guy collecting money. You're actually got programs that are going to do something with that money.
Exactly.
So Andrew Renfrey, the manager of the 911 program at the Alberta Emergency Management Agency. Thanks for sitting down with us in Jasper here today. It's been very informative.
Thanks very much.
You're listening to APN, the Avaya Podcast Network. Find us on the web at avaya.com/APN.